Dissatisfaction with government is just behind the economy as a top concern for Americans. Approval for Congress hovers near single digits. Yet the standards seem to be relaxed for our local representatives who typically face little obstacle to re-election. And it doesn't seem to matter how productive or not they are in office. Let's run that notion by Ross Baker, political science professor at Rutgers University. Professor Baker, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, I'm choosing to measure productivity in terms of pieces of legislation passed, and it seems that for our area, by my rough calculations, five pieces of legislation have passed out of more than 300 proposals.
Well, Dave, I think that the founding fathers would have been puzzled by the accusation that Congress is unproductive. They did not particularly prize efficiency in Congress. In fact, I think they would be happier if members of Congress were repealing legislation rather than passing it. And I've always felt that the number of bills passed by any given Congress is a very misleading metric as far as the quality of Congress is concerned. And there are a number of reasons for that.
Among them?
Well, first of all, it's very easy for members of Congress to introduce legislation. It's very simple. You simply write up a bill and drop it in the hopper. Certainly, polarization has played a big role in reducing the productivity of Congress. Then there's another factor, and that is packaging of lots of bills into one large so-called omnibus bill, so that much of the legislation that passes today is really consists of a number of smaller bills, but all packaged in one. The appropriations bills are the best example of that. So that's another factor. And the other thing is that we have to distinguish between important bills and unimportant bills. For example, if all we knew about, let's say, Congressman Gerlach from Pennsylvania was that he introduced three bills naming post offices in his district, that wouldn't be much of an accomplishment. On the other hand, if he were involved in the legislation, let's say, to repeal Obamacare, obviously, it's much more important legislation, and as a Republican, he probably would have been involved in that.
Now, as it turns out, Pennsylvania Representative Gerlach did get a piece of legislation passed. Here's how it reads. It amends the Internal Revenue Code to add vaccines against seasonal flu to the list of those vaccines subject to the excise tax on taxable vaccines. Where does that rank in terms of importance or lack thereof?
Well, I suppose, if you're somebody who's concerned about vaccines, it's quite important. And, clearly this was introduced on behalf of probably a pharmaceutical firm located in his district. There are lots of these bills that are introduced by members of Congress as a courtesy to various interest groups in their district. So clearly, that doesn't rank up there with, the great pieces of legislation, let's say, in the previous Congresses like Dodd-Frank, things like that. But there's a lot of that is introduced and either gets ignored or gets folded into larger legislation. For example, there are a lot of bills that are introduced basically as message amendments. That is, messages that Democrats or Republicans want to send to their constituencies, which don't have any particular legislative importance, but kind of allow members of Congress to stake out a position. To kind of take a position and to tell their followers or the people that support them or their party that this is something they're thinking about, this is something they care about. That's a great way to raise money.
So does the piece of legislation that Delaware Senator Tom Carper proposed that became law fall into that category? It reads like this. The Congressional Award is the United States Congress's nonpartisan, noncompetitive, and voluntary award program open to all 14 to 23-year-olds. And the law reauthorizes that act to extend for many more years.
Right. That's a reauthorization for something that's already in existence, very non-controversial. It's the kind of thing that you can get bipartisan support for. And things like commemoratives. I mentioned naming of post offices before. Very often, members of Congress will put in a bill, let's say, designating the post office in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, after some local figure, perhaps a veteran, something like that. Other legislation marks certain months or weeks of the year to commemorate, let's say, a particular disease or a particular ethnic group and so on.
These all sound like relatively light lifts.
They are very light lifts. And what happens is that members of Congress send around these so-called dear colleague letters to gather support for them. And it's, you know, really advantageous to the person introducing the bill if it gets both Democratic and Republican signatures. And a lot of them, I think, are relatively unimportant. So if you have a flood of these, does that make a productive Congress? And I would argue that it doesn't, that the quality of an individual two-year Congress is much better judged by the importance of the legislation rather than the overall total of bills introduced and sent to the president.
Depressing on the face of it, this metric, 5 measures passed out of more than 300 pieces of legislation proposed. What's a better metric to look at the success of an elected congressperson?
You know, certainly there's more to being a member of Congress than introducing legislation. I mean, for example, constituent service is a major portion of what members of Congress do. That is, intervene with the federal bureaucracies, whether it's for on behalf of veterans, on behalf of immigrants who want to reunite portions of their family, the various programs associated with the Department of Health and Human Services, programs for the elderly, and so on. There's a great deal of that that goes on. And the other thing is, I mean, just participating in the work of committees, which may or may not produce legislation, being present at hearings and getting a sense from the witnesses about whether a piece of legislation is desirable or not. So actually, the act of introducing a bill is very simple, very easy to do, and you can certainly make a claim based on the number of bills and members introduced that this is a high-quality member, but I would challenge that. And I would say you really have to look at these bills and ask yourself, is this something that furthers some important public purpose? And if it isn't, if it's just naming post offices or designating a fraternal organization as worthy of having a week to celebrate it, I would say that's not a very good measure of a member's quality.
We'll have to have you back and suss out the attendance versus absentee records of our congresspeople then.
I look forward to it.
Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Okay, Dave. Bye-bye.
Ross Baker, he's a political science professor at Rutgers University.